Today from the Ohio Newsroom, Ohio's overhaul of higher ed.
Support for Today from the Ohio Newsroom comes from Ohio CASA. 15,000 Ohio children are in foster care at any given time. CASA volunteers advocate for these children. Information at ohiocasa.org.
Today from the Ohio Newsroom takes you around the state, connecting you with news and neighbors all over Ohio. I'm Claire Roth. A controversial higher ed bill went into effect last Friday. Senate Bill 1 prohibits diversity and equity programming, bans faculty strikes, and regulates classroom discussion at Ohio's public universities and community colleges. Ohio Newsroom reporter Kendall Crawford checked in with the state's 14 public universities on their response. Kendall, remind us, what does SB 1 do?
So you mentioned some of the headlines there. DEI initiatives are not allowed. Faculty strikes are prohibited. But there's actually a lot more in this bill. It introduces student evaluations of faculty to determine if they are free of bias. It adds in post-tenure reviews. It reduces board trustees' terms of office and so on. Lawmakers say that these changes are going to bring a students' first agenda to public universities and promote free speech. But there's been pushback and protests from faculty members and students who say it's an attack on education and academic freedom.
So what has this looked like in practice? What changes have universities made in the first few days of it being law?
Yeah, so the easiest change to track right now is the closure of identity centers that support specific student populations or diversity more generally, like those for LGBTQ students, women. I reached out to all the public universities in the state and have confirmed that nearly 25 identity centers have been closed or changed to serve all students since March when the bill first passed. Some universities like Youngstown State and Shawnee State did not respond to questions about center closures, but if you navigate to their DEI website pages, it says access denied or the link just redirects to a new center. So on the web, at least, these DEI organizations have gone dark.
Let's drill down into the academic side of things. How is that changing?
So far, University of Toledo has been the only university that's announced any cuts to academic programs. They've eliminated 9 undergrad bachelor's programs. That includes religious studies, women and gender studies, philosophy, all of which didn't meet SB1's new enrollment standards. SB1 requires undergraduate programs to have an average of at least 5 graduates annually over any 3-year period. So that's something universities are going to need to evaluate from now on and could potentially lead to more closures in the future.
You mentioned there was a lot of pushback to this bill, and faculty members across some universities attempted a referendum against SB1. What happened with that?
Yeah, a statewide coalition that was led by faculty at Youngstown State University organized against SB1. They collected nearly 195,000 voter signatures opposing SB1. That was as of last Thursday. But that number falls short of the 248,000 they need to place the measure on the ballot as a referendum. So with the bill now in effect, it can't be challenged through a referendum. And as of now, no legal challenges have been filed in court either.
You've mentioned what's happened so far. What changes can we expect coming down the pike?
There's a lot that's still on the horizon for SB1. By the fall of 2026, all universities are required to offer a mandatory U.S. civics course, one that's focused on the free market. And at that same time, universities will also have to make the syllabi for all their courses public and provide training for trustee members. These additions will come at a cost for universities. In a statement to the Ohio Newsroom, Kent State University estimated that implementing SB1 will cost between $1.5 to $2 million annually.
Kendall Crawford, Ohio Newsroom reporter, thanks so much for taking the time today.
Thank you, Claire.
That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you tomorrow.